boy, but
I do.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear about the your youthful pranks.
Oh, youthful pranks. Well, we didn't get away with much. But, I remember one time, it was a boyhood child or a boy's dream. I still can remember that morning. Mother came in and woke Bob and I, woke me up. It was in the first period of time. Because you don't have to go to school today, the school worked out. Yeah, we were in the first grade. I hit Jarvis. Selma Jarvis was a teacher. Later married Samuel. And yeah, that school stood right behind the old going school in Atlanta, the old high school.
This time in your life, your folks operated the store, right?
Well, my grandfather did. My dad operated the dry tank in the back of it, which is in the back of our ladies' department. And the cleaning plant at that time, we said, well, it's cleaning. That building was really, dry tank.
Did your folks operate the dry cleaning part of the store?
Mm-hmm.
And what time and what year did you, you and your family take over the store, both the stores, you know, when you were in March?
Oh, that was in later years. His dad bought the building after Grandpa died. I think Grandpa died in about the same year that the new school opened, the day school. So Mel took over the, well, God, Mel, we're in there, my aunt Mel, his sister, had the clothing and the dry cleaning. And in the 40s, 1940, 41, Dad bought the building, which now is the bookstall. That time was, I think, still for his cola. And enlarged it so that we had, he had the presses in the back room. Okay. And then a few years later, he bought the building that we're in right now, the men's side, and the cleaners. I got from Leda Murphy, or from Richardson. They own the Richardson family. And in there, and since then, I can't tell you the exact date. We bought off the lady today. We got the whole drug case running. That's what we're doing from that. Mother would know that date.
When you were very new in school, the day the school went down, you didn't have to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm sure you weren't responsible for the burning of the school.
No,
I'm sure you were responsible
way.
For some activities of like nature, so
no, being no.
Kids.
No.
Anything, any mischief you got into, you remember?
No, I didn't really get into too much mischief. If we did, we would get canned when we got home.
Was the interurban track still coming down the center main street when you were a child?
The track was there, but there's never been one there.
I see.
I'm not that old. I'm not that old, though.
No, I didn't know. I didn't know.
No.
I didn't know how they got on the track.
No, the tracks were there. But that's the interurban ended prior to my... Well,
and the band shell on the corner.
That was gone. That was
gone?
Yeah. I can't tell you what year that went.
And of course, the hotel on the corner is going.
That had been done at the old part.
But the opera house is in place.
Yeah, but it wasn't operated. Not when it was good. But that was up over, well, it was on the corner, you know. Up over Sam Fred Meatwagon.
I know walking down Main Street now, there are many gaps in the business establishments down there. Like on the, where the band shell now is. Are there any notable things that you can mention as having existed back when you were youngster?
Yeah.
There's also that.
Right there. Well, next to the drugstore, you thought parking where the sidewalk was an alley where they were all back.
Uh-huh.
Which been joined up with what is now Mary Alexander Court. And that actually dead ended at our swimming park down in there. You could go on through, walkway through, under our store and under B&B or Genetti's. There was an alleyway through there, but you couldn't get vehicles through the street. And then next to that was Mabel Burgess's house, Dr. Burgess. Now, I don't remember him, but I remember Mabel. He lived there for years. And then, I think the next one was the Merritt House. And then where Main Street Barbers, that was, Fred Fry had a pizza store there. Fred Fry. There was a pizza store in there. In fact, when McKinnon Bar was, when I was years old, Fred Fry had a restaurant. And I think he closed that one down.
Well, you know, it's like... Little Lunch County.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I remember having coffee in
the middle. Yeah, well, that would have been the bean pot there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, off the top of your head, you remember why you can just think about it.
And across the way, of course, down at the corner across from the church, the A&P store.
Yeah.
And also had a McCoger store one time, too.
Yeah. And before that... Before that, it was the Christians and Penn Mitchell that we were just in there. And then they come in between.
Kroger moved down where the...
Where the drug was, yeah. Meanwhile, Kroger was the Black Peddler is.
Mm-hmm.
We would go and the bank store was in. Well, little people shot the camera shot. The bank store. Before that bank store was open for and Dyke's were in my own fabric. No original Dyke's for the confectionery. But now the liquor shop I use is C.F. Smith's store.
Now, there were several stores burned east of the bank building, right?
Yeah, and that's before my time, there was a roller rink in there or something.
I read about it.
Yeah, that was, Dad told me about that. But, the greater building up there, it's like not all the O'Neill building, not the real building, Karen building, Fort Dell was in Dewey Bay. Cliff Campbell was in there. He was there for a few years. And then, of course,
on the corner across from the store, across Hutton, was the Miller's Garage many years
ago. Oh, yeah. That's the thing about where the bank is down there.
I know, coming down the other way, Center Street West, the Northwood Record building on the corner.
Yeah.
And going down there, there were several buildings down there, parking lot.
Yeah, well, there was... Right next to Travel Plan West was Frank Hill's Meat Market.
Mm-hmm.
Big building in there. And then next to that was the barber shop and the pool hall and Rathbun's Garage.
Rathbun's Garage was there before they went down below.
That's right, yeah.
And across from them was Miller's
No, Allen and, well, it was a Ford dealership. It was Allen and Locke. Oh, several different owners over the years. Ford Drive, did that.
But it's not the Mag building.
Approximately, part of it, yeah. Yeah, and then the cottage inn. It's,
Plino's insurance officer, I know that.
Yeah, and before that, Butch Lafitte at one time had a restaurant in there.
It's interesting to check the different places of business.
Mm-hmm.
And as the years go by, how they've changed.
And I think, if I remember right, hearing Dad tell me, that cottage inn was a fire hall at one time. Way, way, way back. Now, maybe I'm mistaken. That's some beverage in there.
100 years.
Yeah, I think so. So maybe I'm wrong.
Nothing ever was built on the corner where the hotel had been. It just stayed open in the parking lot.
Yeah, good.
And then, of course, Lorenzo's drugstore on the corner.
Yeah,
oh. And then, which is now the Williams Street.
Well, Mike Dunn's along that. The drugstore, who was Bud Lorenzo's father. And he and Harry Himmelstein bought that corner where the first hotel. Part of it was kind of self-protection for Mike and an investment. So another drugstore wouldn't get built on the corner. Good business venture. So. And of course the Winner's Circle, that was an Oscar bar by John Polis. And that for years. And we had a restaurant and bar on one side and a restaurant was on the west side.
Now, coming down the other side of the center, Lorenzo's drugstore, but then there was a spoke of E&B groceries.
Well, that'd be Gennetti's now.
Gennetti's now.
Mm-hmm.
And then a man operated a television appliance business.
Oh, that's Jerry Rourke, yeah. Back when I was a boy, Orlo Warren had a gun store in there. And then Mommy and Gladys Ellis, they opened an electronic shop.
Electronics, that's what I said here.
Yeah, radio.
Of course, on the other side, way down was Turnbull's hardware store. Electric store.
Yeah, they were down where
when we first came here, they were there.
Well, where Del Souza. Del Souza.
Right, yeah. Well, a good idea to review these different stores because Moon and her research on indexing the Northwood record.
Mm-hmm.
We made a big layout map of the city with all the spaces marked.
Yeah.
But we don't have the names, we don't have who's in them. We're going to make overlays on this every 10 years.
Yeah.
So 10 years ago, this store was here. 20 years ago, this store was here.
Yeah. You know, another person on that business is Bruce Turnbull.
Who?
Bruce Turnbull.
Turnbull.
Yeah.
I think he's been interviewed for this series too.
Yeah, because he's right up to date on a lot of it.
Yeah.
Well, he's been doing the tours.
Right.
Helping with those tours.
And today's paper speaks about the bus tours.
Yeah. So. But you can see a lot of changes in the town. Even where the racetrack, the wooden grandstand, they had the county fair down there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Down they had harness racing. That was in the daytime, just for the county fair is the only time.
County fair track.
Yep. Like so, I just get up north there. Oh, I think the last is just around here, maybe Pollardo, but I just couldn't improve that to the point that it's like the old county fair. But, a lot of houses are gone.
The area north of the track proper, that parking lot area there, a big share of it has been gone in the last 25 years.
Oh, yeah.
I know we've lived for 30, and I know you saw a lot of that. There's houses original.
Yeah, it was. We remember that.
On both sides of Center Street.
Yeah. And, of course, North Center's changing. The complex has gone commercial.
I was anxious to get all these things pinned down because sometimes you'll overlook in these things.
Mm-hmm.
Things 20 years ago. You know, they're just important as 50 years ago.
Yeah, and you know, you said, but if you could sit and think about these things of mine, you could come up with it. But off the top of your head, it's kind of tough.
Then you were a good boy and you didn't get any mischief as a youngster. Did you know of any mischief gotten into by kids generally in town? Any crazy things?
No, I think the big event was maybe tipping over Ida B. Cook's privy, things of that type.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. And, you know, Rick Tatt, you know, where you'd knock his spool and nail it on a stick and then wind a string around it, up through a window, zing. Sound like the window was breaking or shattering. You seem to know about that, though.
Yes, I remember something similar in my hometown.
Yeah.
Because the town I grew up in was a smaller town in Northville, probably about the same age.
Uh-huh.
And, maybe not quite as old, but a lot of the same kind of old houses and new houses and mixture, and there was lots of mischief together.
Yeah, it was a clean mischief. It wasn't a destructive mischief.
It wasn't really harmful.
No.
It was
more
just mischief.
Yeah. No, it really was, it's a good time.
Was there anything you can remember your father and mother talked about, good old days, you know, things like that, things you might want to mention?
Oh, gee. I'd have to think about that one a while. Dad was a great one to sit and reminisce.
Great one for what?
To sit and reminisce, Dad was. Oh, boy. No, I'd have to think about that one.
It's a pity that this kind of thing wasn't done sooner, started sooner.
Yeah.
A lot of old-timers like your dad and so forth.
Yeah.
Got them recorded, tape recorded. Because this way it's quite a simple thing to get this all done.
It is, yeah. Mother would remember a lot of that stuff. Mother would be questioning. I don't know. Something came to mind and I lost track on it.
Who's your family doctor, for instance?
No, Dr. Snow.
Edson?
No, Snow.
Snow, Dr. Snow.
Dr. Snow, yeah. Yeah.
He was quite active in the forming of the track, wasn't he?
Yeah. Well, it was, you know, if one was out of town, there was always Doc Holcomb and Dr. Eddie, Dr. Atchison. You went to your regular doctor, but if they were out of town, the other ones covered for each other. It was kind of a community.
I know, interviewing Dr. Ashton, he told us about the days going back and forth to Ann Arbor School, wasn't it? Fascinating.
Yeah, in fact, when I was a boy, he lived. Well, he and Mrs. Ashton lived in a little white house there, but just for a few years, I guess, you know. Can't tell you the time span. But it was Faces on Fairbrook. Right across from Fairbrook Apartment. Ed Musoff lived there at one time.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Einstein lived there. Another day. A boy. But it wasn't very long.
No. I don't know when he lived on Rogers at one time. He lived on Katie.
Yeah, he lived on Rogers. I think he maybe moved from there to the Stone House on South Rogers. Yeah. And he's contributed a lot to this town. More than people ever know.
His relation to the school, for instance, had a lot to do with the children in the school.
Oh, yeah. He's been very dedicated to Northville. He's one of the, I think he's the last of the old-time doctors in the town.
The general practitioners.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, they become more specialized now.
Yeah. But he was there was Dr. Sparling, there was Dr. Drawing doctors. They're all doctors.
His whole family is lives in the town for generations.
Yeah.
And like his sister is a examiner and so forth.
Yeah.
How about the celebrations, like the holidays, as an old tradition of 4th of July, Memorial Day and so forth? Quite old one?
Oh, yeah. We used to have a Memorial Day parade. The Legion was, we had a big the parade, and we had the Drum and Bugle Corps. It wasn't too bad. It was pretty good.
And then the Christmas Walk, which is a little more recent.
Oh, yes. That just is bad for you. Well, Lila Pilot.
Yeah.
Pilot said it.
And certain number of these things, traditions, began really with B. Carlson, didn't it? She had left the starting center.
Yeah, he was instrumental in a lot of things.
Beautification and so forth.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. He was very dedicated. Anything for the good of the town, he was right there with it, you know. Very hardworking woman. In fact, she and Art, her husband, they had a baseball team in the Scouts. Cub Scouts, and they more or less took care of it, he and I.
Where did they play?
They'd play up back to school, or whatever they think, they'd find the ball field. Every Saturday, and the Yanks and the Tigers.
Both local teams?
Yeah, they were just kids in the town. Yeah, well, we had uniforms.
Yeah. Real official.
Oh, yes, yeah. Top drawer.
There are lots of people in town that have contributed over the years. That's
oh, yeah.
Quite remarkable.
Oh, yeah.
People that live here like Northville.
Well.
Small wonder.
That's right. It's a beautiful town. And that's why a lot of people move to the town. I see, that's why a lot of the younger and newer people are coming into Northville. Because everybody here has tried to retain a small town atmosphere.
And it's been moderately successful, too.
Yes, it has.
And because basically the city now is pretty much established in size, isn't growing.
No. Because I think, if I'm wrong, I think just about all the land is developed within the city limits.
It's mature now, it's settled.
Pretty much. I guess there might be a few chunks or lots and that.
Very little.
In the last major was out 8 miles.
That added a lot to the city.
Oh, yeah.
It's huge development.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I can say, should we stop this?
Yes, let's stop it. Let's see.